Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Hey, we're really glad for Blog Talk Radio, aren't we? Because otherwise, you wouldn't be hearing my voice right now without Blog Talk Radio. And so you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Let me say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are, I hope that it is good. I am really, really sorry about yesterday's program. I was under the weather really bad yesterday, and so just was not up to par. And I really do apologize if you were looking forward to that show. All I can say is sorry. We are here today, and I'm feeling somewhat better. And I got a lot accomplished already this morning, so that makes me feel good. Mowed the yard, cleaned up around the house a little bit, and all of that before 9 o'clock in the morning. So doing pretty good. All right. Hopefully you're doing as well. And my name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I am your host for this program. The card for the show comes from my very first deck of cards by Doreen Virtue. If you've ever haven't seen Doreen Virtue's cards, go look at them. They're really awesome. Got some really great artwork on them. And the card for the show is the miracle card. And I don't know anybody that doesn't need a miracle right now in your life in some shape or form. I think a lot of times when we think of the word miracle, we think of this huge thing. But do you know that Spirit's always working in our lives, always working in those little miracles of our lives? And so that's one thing we always have to keep our eyes open. So be expecting your miracle to be on its way, okay? You got to expect it. We got to manifest it, pull it into us. And so miracles are on their way for you right now. So just trust that, believe it, and receive it, okay? All right. Also it takes us stepping out. Believing that Spirit knows our needs and is going to meet our needs. I know a lot of times, it looks bleak sometimes. It looks dark sometimes. But, the one thing I've learned in my life is that even in those dark moments of our lives, guess who's always with us? Spirit. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am always with you. Those are words that I have stood on ever since I could remember. I've been through some rough periods in my life, and I'm sure you have too. But those are the guiding words that I have always held on to. I will never, ever leave you or forsake you. Other people come into our lives, and they come and they go. But the one thing that is consistent and constant is Spirit within us. Spirit within us will never leave us. Ever, ever, ever. Believe us. I don't know. I'm getting wound up. I don't know. I might be standing up here in a minute. I feel a lot of energy this morning. And, it just takes us stepping out in faith. We got to keep. Even when we feel like we want to give up, we don't give up. It's okay to feel like we're going to give up. It's even okay to think about giving up, but it's not okay on putting that into an action and giving up. Okay? It's okay to think about giving up. It's okay about feeling like you're going to give up, but it's not okay to give up. It's never okay to quit. All right? So don't quit. All right? Because your miracle is right around the corner. All right, I believe it. I believe it. I can feel it. We just gotta stay. In spirit, trust spirit. We're gonna be talking about spirit guides today. What are they? Who are they? How do they work in our lives? How to get to know them? How to work with them, not against them. And all of that and more on today's program. Let's go ahead and say hi to Rose or Jesse. Rose or Jesse is helping us today. And so, or both of them, off and on maybe, tag teaming. And so that's all right. So Rose and Jesse, hi, and thank you for helping me out today. Listeners, hi. I appreciate you guys tuning in today. We will be taking your calls. I will be helping you find your answers or maybe telling you what your spirit guide's name is or whatever you want. I would ask that you ask one question per caller. I got several callers already this morning. I expect some more popping in here in a little bit. Please keep your questions to one question per caller. If you would like to get a full reading from me, want to talk to me a little longer, that would be great. And you can do that by going to my website, www.insightswithmichael.com. I will tell you right now, this is the last day. Please listen to me. This is the last day for a special I've been running. Okay? This is the last day. That deal will go away at midnight. Okay? Will it come back? Don't know. But it will go away at midnight. So it is 20 minutes with me for $20. It will go away at midnight. So book your reading. If you don't want your reading today, please listen. If you don't want your reading today, go ahead and pay for it today. Set it up today and seal in that deal. Okay? You don't have to get it today. I want you to know you don't have to get it today. But you do have to set it up before midnight today if you want that 20 minutes, $20, because it will go away at midnight, all right? And it will be gone, all right? Don't miss out. My prices are reasonable anyhow, I believe, compared to a lot of other people out there. But, you know, I'm running a deal. I want you to take advantage of it if you want to, all right? All right, let's go ahead and let's go to prayer. Oh. Give you a call-in number, I guess. 347-327-9316. 347-327-9316. All right. Let's go to prayer. Man, Father, Mother, God, I just love you so much. I appreciate you touching my body and touching my mind and having me whole in all areas of my life and body, mind, and in spirit, and that's what you want for all of us. And Father, Mother, God, that's what I see for all of us in this now moment, and I stand in that. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for the angels that right now are surrounding all of us. I can feel the brush of their wings around me. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for that today. And Father, Mother, God, even in the midst of our storms, you are always with us. You will never leave us, never forsake us, never, ever, ever. And Father, Mother, God, we thank you for that. Father, Mother, God, right now, help me completely and absolutely move out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program and that I am so thankful for. Father, Mother, God, I thank you at this moment in time for you in me. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for the abilities that you have placed in my life to share with those that are listening to my voice right now and with the world as a whole. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for that. Father, Mother, God, right now, I thank you for the people that are listening to my voice. Right now, in this now moment, which is live, or in the now moment that they're listening, which could be archived. Whatever their now moment is, Father, Mother, God, I thank you for them. And I ask that you would meet their needs in whatever now moment they're in. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for them. I thank you for their support to this program, to me, and more important to you. And Father, Mother, God, let us all do what you have called us to do. Don't let us walk in a spirit of fear, but let us walk in a spirit of faith. And Father, Mother, God, when it gets tough, the tough get going. And Father, Mother, God, just give us that strength to face the things that we are facing in this now moment in all of our lives. We all have different things that we're dealing with. Give us the wisdom and the understanding and the guidance to deal with those issues. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I ask you to surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection. And Father, Mother, God, we thank you for the miracles that are coming our way in this now moment. and we say namaste. We say amen. All right, let's go ahead, and we're going to put on a song, and we will be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-327-9316. Your calls are next. Don't go anywhere. You never know. Don't miss anything. All right, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
let's say hi to our first caller of the day, Jordana. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing well. That was a cool song.
Thank you.
Well, I have a question about today. I'm going out to do some work and recruit some people, and I'm just wondering if you see success at the end of the day.
Well, I see success if you seek success, okay? What I mean by that, we got to manifest success. Okay?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah. And so as long as you see success, what I want you to do, Jordana, and this is what Spirit wants you to do today, I want you to get a number of people that you want to recruit today in your head, that number, okay?
Yes, I have it.
Okay? And then what I want you to do is I want you to see that and more, okay? Because I want to add to that, okay? I don't want us to settle for that number, okay? So we're going to be open to more people, all right? But I see definitely success today because I can feel it in your voice. I can feel like that today is your day for that success. And you're good at what you do. And so don't ever have any doubts about that. I think that sometimes you doubt yourself a little bit. Hey, I think we all do that from time to time. Yeah. And I feel like that there's some old stuff, you know, that sometimes pops up with its little ugly head here and tries to discourage you. But not today. We're not going to have any discouragement today, okay? You know.
Okay.
And so if somebody says no to you, move on to the next person, okay? And so,
absolutely.
And don't let no, you know, defeat you today, okay? Because I definitely see success for you. Let me pull a card really quick on this. Truth and integrity, stand in that today. Work into that place. When you work in truth and integrity, you can't go wrong. And so walk in that today. And congratulations on the people that you're going to have on your team as you end the day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. All right, bye-bye. That's an awesome way to start the show. I couldn't think of any better way to start the show. We got some problems. Oh, there we go. My switchboard, I will tell you, my switchboard sometimes, I think little spirits like to mess with my switchboard sometimes just to test my patience. And so we're just going to not let them test my patience too much today. All right. Let's talk to Linda. Linda, I appreciate you calling in today, and hopefully you're having an awesome day. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
Good. Since you were talking about spirit guides, I'm not sure if this is who's trying to get our attention. My husband and I have been experiencing some, you know, little things out of the ordinary in the house.
Yeah.
And then last night, the TV just completely went off, and he felt like cobwebs. So I want to know, is anybody trying to get our attention, my attention, his attention?
Okay. Is his father in spirit?
No.
Okay. Is your father in spirit? I have a father I have a father-like person that is in my vision here. That's why I'm asking. So.
Well, his grandfather passed away. Like, his father's been out of his life for a long time, so I guess his grandfather would have been like his.
Okay, would have been step into. This would be somebody that stepped into the role of father for him, that would most likely be his grandfather, since his father wasn't really, you know, isn't a part of his life, unfortunately.
Okay.
And yeah, so I'm going to say that this is a grandfather. This is his grandfather. And getting your attention, because immediately I picked up father-like energy when you started talking.
Okay.
And whenever they use the word father-like, then that is telling me that it's not really their, you know, father. It's father-like. But I would definitely see that for him. You know, a lot of times our loved ones are around us, you know, spirit activity. I'll tell you, spirit activity is going to be picking up here, especially as we get ready to go, and I'm going to have everybody listen to me. As we go into the super moon, what they're calling a super moon on Sunday, the spirit activity is going to be increasing pretty high, actually, over the next few days here. So that doesn't surprise me. At least they didn't blow the TV up, so that's a good thing. And so because hey, I've seen them do that. Their energy is so intense, and they don't mean to do that. But sometimes their energy is so intense that it pops things like light bulbs and stuff like that. But I definitely feel his grandfather around him, and I feel like that your husband's a little discouraged right now, and that would that would make sense that his grandfather would be stepping up here, and you know, I feel like that at times your husband is saying, hey, you know, I wish my grandfather was here so I could talk to him, get some wisdom and guidance from him. He is there. He just can't see him, but he is there. Hopefully that helps. But, you know, the one thing I would tell you, is there a financial issue going on right now, a very intense one? Because I feel very intense financial stuff while I'm talking.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. I will tell you that is going to get better here. Like a lot of people, you know, financial situations are on everybody's mind right now, but this looks pretty intense. It looks like we got to have some money coming in here thing, and I definitely see some money popping in here. It looks like to me, if I'm going to go on a timeline on this, it looks like about mid July to me. I'm hoping sooner. I really am hoping sooner for you, but right now with what I'm seeing at this now moment, I would have to go with mid July. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I hope that it's sooner, because you guys need something popping in there. Okay. But hang in there. Things are going to get better. Okay. And hopefully I've helped you today. All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. All right. Yeah. You know, I know that money's tight for everybody right now. Hang in there. Things will get better. All right, let's talk to 484. You're on air with me, and could you say your name for me?
Yes, hi, it's Tonetta.
Tonetta, okay, thank you. All right, how can I help today?
Yes, I'm calling in. I have a situation. I would like to know from the angels the truth about the situation.
Okay.
I was texting Daniel yesterday, and he was replying, and then from 6 p.m. until 10:30, when I stopped texting him, there was no and normally he does respond, and my gut instinct was that he was with another female, and that he was over at that person's house and stayed overnight there. And I still have not heard from Daniel, and I don't know what's going on. And I just want the truth out of the matter. I know I'm not going to get the truth from him. And the other day I texted him and I said, listen, you know, we're deeply involved. We're emotionally, physically involved.
Right.
And at this point, we need a committed relationship.
Uh-huh.
I need to know that we're serious and that we're in a committed relationship. So I don't know if he's backing off because he's scared and he's thinking and taking time to think about this, or if he was entertaining another female last night.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna be quiet for just a second. I do have an answer, but I want to double check this, okay? And but let me be quiet for just a second, okay? But I will tell you, I already have an answer. I want to double check this.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Okay. All right. You asked for the truth. My job is to tell you that, okay?
Yes.
I will tell you that I just cannot see him making a commitment to you, not the way that you want. And As far as him being around anybody, I don't really see that clear. I will tell you there was somebody with him last night. Was this a female? I don't know. But I will tell you that there was somebody with him last night. Okay?
Okay.
But, you know, and I just feel like that he is very distracted. Yes, he is scared about making a commitment. Unfortunately, as with some guys just have a hard time making commitments. We like the all that other stuff. We just don't like the word commitment, okay? And so there's just a lot of people like that. You know, there are some women like that that are afraid of commitment. And and I feel like that Daniel's his name, right? I feel like that Daniel has been hurt in past relationships. I'm not making excuses for him. But I will tell you that at this moment in time, as a reader, I will tell you at this moment in time, he cannot give you what you're looking for. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I have a 2-year window with you, and in that 2-year window, I do not see him making a commitment to you.
Okay. And see, my concern is if he's out there playing the field, I don't want him coming around me.
Right.
If he's out there playing, and that's not fair because that affects my health. That jeopardizes. Oh. And then he's lying and being deceptive. Right. You can't win someone over being like that.
Well, also, you got a wonderful, let me tell you, you got a wonderful tool inside of you that's already telling you the truth. You just don't want to admit the truth. It's already telling you. If you got a spirit within you that's already telling you that most likely he's with a woman, most likely he's doing this and that, I would listen to your intuition inside of you, okay? Because it's already telling you what's going on here.
But part of me also was telling me last night that he was not responding because he's trying to make a decision whether or not. Because I said to him, I really need him to move in and to be there every day for me.
Right. Yeah, and he just cannot. He cannot do that. I mean, he just cannot do it at this moment in time in his life. And so the one thing that I would tell you is if you decide to leave this relationship, there would be somebody else popping into your path here next year. It looks like if you stay with this, you know, that's your choice, but... But I will tell you, trust your intuition inside of you, and I will tell you that he just cannot give you what you want right now. Okay? I'm really sorry. Okay?
Right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. No problem. All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. No problem. And those are hard. I think that a lot of times, you know, she started out with, you know, I want to know the truth, and I think that, we try our best to give the people in our lives the benefit of the doubt. You know, nobody wants to think that their boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife is cheating on them. Nobody wants to think that, you know. But if you're feeling that, then it's probably there for some reason. And that's all I'm telling you is trust your guts, guys. If you're having really suspicions about somebody, then there's already a problem. There's already a problem. Let's make imaginary friend. Yeah, I know. Let's make imaginary friend. Let's just make one. Let's say. George. Okay, let's say that I'm in a relationship with George. Okay, and all of a sudden, I'm texting George, and he's not replying back, and he's not answering my emails, and he's not calling me. And also, my insecurities could be playing a big, huge part in this. And so then I'm thinking, okay, is he cheating on me? Okay, you got to trust because unfortunately, a lot of us have insecurities. Okay, we do. a lot of us have insecurities. We've been hurt in relationships before, and so we have insecurities. Are we pushing those insecurities? Just a question I want to ask you today. Are you pushing your insecurities onto somebody else that is not being insecure? They love you, and that's just a thought. And we got to stop comparing other people to other past relationships that have hurt us, because that is not fair. And if we continue to do that, we are never, ever going to find that love of our life. We're never going to. It's just impossible. But let's say that my intuition is telling me without a doubt that George is cheating on me. Okay, what am I going to do about it? I'm probably going to talk to George about it, and then I'm probably going to kick George to the curb. So, but that's life. And so, but if, you know, you've got to trust your intuition. You've got to trust that gut feeling, okay? All right. You know, it's okay to give people the benefit of the doubt, but sooner or later, you can't override the spirit within you. Let's talk to Mike. Hi, Mike. Whoa, I think I can remember your name. Hi.
Yeah, it's convenient for you, I believe.
I think it is. How can I help you today?
Yeah, well, I've been kind of in a creation mode from, you know, dating a pretty cool girl that just kind of appeared out of nowhere. And I had a really good interview yesterday with a company. And literally it led to 3 straight interviews. You know, they just handed me off to one manager, to another, to the final training manager. And, you know, they said I'd hear stuff. They'd follow up with me either yesterday or today. And I was kind of going to see what you thought of that and if it's kind of a long-term situation.
Okay. You definitely have this job. You definitely should hear by the end of today's work schedule. So you definitely have this. So congratulations on that. As
I was trying to figure it out, yeah.
Yeah, because they were really highly impressed with you. You got really awesome energy. You highly impress a lot of people.
I'm not going to disagree with you.
Yeah. Well, no, don't do that. Yeah, because you just are a very charisma type of guy. I could just feel your energy. So that's good. And that's going to take you a long ways. I do feel like that this is long term. Continue to moving forward. As far as your relationship, you didn't really ask about it, but it looks really good too. I don't see any problems. One thing I will tell you, Mike, is I do not see any problems right now in your path. There is nothing standing in your way at this moment. So let's not create something, okay? Let's keep seeing smooth sailing for you and only see good things coming your way because you deserve them, okay?
Absolutely. And I just moved out west 2 months ago, and I created that too. So
Yeah. And you know, your girlfriend, she was brought into your path by spirit. You know, she just came from nowhere. And so, yeah. And so that is a cool thing. Just green lights for you, man. Just keep moving forward.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Appreciate you calling in. All right.
Thanks.
No problem. Good. Man. Mike, hold in there for a second. Don't go anywhere. I don't know why. Hold on for just a second. Okay, I'm going to click you back on for a minute, Mike. Hi, are you still there?
I'm still listening.
Okay. I'm feeling a spirit around you.
Okay.
My job is to try to make a connection. I when I hung up with you, I felt a surge of energy around you. This could also be your spirit guide. I'm going to look at this really close. I'm going to say that it is your spirit guide because I just picked up something. But let's look at this really close, okay? I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay, Mike?
Okay, and I'm familiar with 3 of them. 4
okay,
of them.
All right, yeah. Because there's like a do you have a Native American energy that works
yep.
with you? Okay.
I sure
okay.
do.
Okay. Okay. Because I'm picking up definitely Native American energy around you. He is actually working on your behalf right now as far as this new career thing is going for you. So he's definitely working on this. So I would definitely trust him. Now, which one of your spirit guides worked with you on your patients?
They probably all are because it's a big job.
Yeah. Because I was just like, okay, maybe it's something that runs in mics because of patients here. I just found it funny. So they're working on you with that. Continue, you know, like I said, moving forward. That's what I needed to tell you. So I appreciate you listening today, Mikey. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thanks.
No problem. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's my job. I need to be sure I listen to spirit. Let's talk to somebody in the UK. Could you say your name for me, please?
My name is Raquel.
Raquel. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure, so I thought I'd let you say it. So how can I help you today?
Right. Since August last year, I have had an energy that's been around me, which is like really cold. Whether the temperature's cold or hot, this permeates literally to the cold of the bone. Now, I see spirit, I hear them, and I can usually work out who people are, but this, nothing.
Okay.
So I'm trying to find out what's going on with that.
Okay. Let's look at this. And I will tell you that I have that happen to me sometimes too, where I just feel cold, and no matter what I do, I just can't get warm. You know,
it's cold, it's tingly, and it literally tries to encompass your whole body.
Yeah. Let's look at this just to be sure it's okay. All right. Let me look at this energy that's around you. So I'm gonna be quiet for just a second, okay? Because this is very serious, and I want to be sure that this is okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
My first gut instinct is that it's okay, but I just want to double check it. All right. So I'm gonna be quiet for just a second. Yeah, I would say it's okay. I don't see anything that I'm concerned about. I don't feel anything that would be showing me a red flag on this. I feel like that this is a new spirit guide coming into your vision here. I will tell you, I feel a lot of female energy with this. So I would definitely say it's a female spirit guide. And I don't know why they're coming into your life at this moment. Maybe there's some really intense things going on. I also feel like that they are going to help push you forward on your spiritual path. It's like you are in a new... This would make sense that they're popping in here because I feel like that you're breaking through a lot of junk right now. And you're advancing greatly forward spiritually. I can almost feel it. It's like you're surging forward. So this spirit guide... is definitely helping you make that transition. Does that make sense to you?
Completely.
Okay. Yeah, because I just feel like a lot of things are breaking free right now, and this spirit guide is a transition spirit guide to help you get to more spirituality, not to get you to the other side. Okay? So we want to be sure that we understand here. But
not ready to go there yet.
No, you got too much work here still to do. You ain't going to get out that easy. So you got to stick around. You got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Do you do stuff intuitive, like read cards or something? Why would I see cards around
I do. I mean, I read them pure. It sounds horrible. I do them purely just for the fun aspect.
Oh, okay.
You know, if I just want to check out what the energy around me is for the day or something like that.
Yeah.
But I do. Yeah, I am a medium. In fact, I have an appointment to do some work, which I've sort of pulled out from for the past year. So I'm hoping that will go forward in a good, positive way.
Definitely. And it was okay for you to take a little bit of time off, but it's also okay for you to move forward now. So just keep following your intuition inside of you, and hopefully I've helped you today, okay?
Well, you have, especially as you said it was female, and I don't want to take up time, but I very quickly want to share something with you. While I was listening to your show and you talking to the other people that were calling in, I had a phone call Now, my phone line, only very, very few people have it because it's a relatively new line. I just moved. There was a woman on the end of the phone who sounded very distant, who said hello, but that's all she said. And I turned around, is anybody there?
Right,
and the phone
yeah.
went back.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, that's interesting. But, yeah, I would, you know, if she calls back, you know, try to get her to talk some more. But also, but you definitely know what you're doing. So continue doing that. And I only see good things ahead for you. Okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you, Michael.
No problem. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, I appreciate calling. All right. Yeah, I got a lot of people listen to me in the UK. And so that's awesome. So to all my friends in the UK, hi, you guys. And thank you for listening. I think it's the evening time over there, I think. And so, but I appreciate you guys listening. So, talking about friends in the UK, continue to, I need to send him an email, see how he's doing. There's a medium, that had been on this show, and, he's in Bristol. Right now his Nan, is, making that transition home. And so continue to pray for Aaron Newton and his family and Newton. And so I'll pray for him and his family. All right. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to – okay. I'm going to have to practice on names here, but let's talk to 850 in Florida. Could you say your name for me, please? I'm getting –
Hi, my name is Sheila.
Sheila, okay. All right, how can I help?
I'm in the process of moving, and I was wondering if you could give me a visual of, I want to choose the right place. So
okay.
Give me a visual of what it looks like.
Okay, all right. I'm going to ask you a couple questions here, okay, which will help me. Have you already looked at a couple of places? Because why would I see a couple of places already?
I'm calling a couple of places today.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel like that the second place that you see and you look at, I feel like that that's the place.
Okay.
So I feel like that the two places that you have in mind, these already, this is what Spirit's showing me. I feel like that the second one is the one that you settle for and that will work out for you. And I do feel like this location. As far as seeing it, I can't see it in enough detail to tell you what it looks like. I will tell you that. I'll be honest with you. I can't see that.
Okay.
I will tell you. Well, sometimes Spirit wants us to be surprised, too. And so, you know, because don't want us to know all details of our lives. That would be a little boring. If we knew every detail of our life, that would be boring. And so I try to tell Spirit that. I said, Spirit, I don't want to see every detail of my life. I want some things to be some surprises here and there. Because that would just be boring if I knew everything that was going to happen. But I definitely see the second house or second property. Okay?
Okay. And are we safe there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is an awesome place for you. Actually, Spirit's moving you into a good place. Actually going to make some really good friends in the neighborhood. This is going to be a really good choice for you. So
okay.
I only see good on this. So let's not create any fear or anything bad, okay? It is definitely time for you to move. But I would say this is your second property is the one you're going to be taking. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. All right. Bye bye.
Okay.
All right. Hold on for just a second. Anybody else feel something? I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Okay. I'm going to give instructions right now because something is happening. And so I'm going to give you some instructions. That's my job. You know, a lot of times we're missing things. We're just busy. We're you know, maybe we're just going through calls and we're reading, and that's all fun and awesome and that's great. But I don't want to miss anything today. I don't want to miss anything. And so what I want us to do is I want everybody to, if you know, the one thing I would tell you, the rest of the show here, if you have a cell phone or anything that would ring, shut them off. Put them on silent. You know, if you're in a location where you would be distracted, try to move someplace where you wouldn't be. Let's give Spirit our undivided attention. Can we do that? Spirit does a whole lot for us. Can we just give Spirit just a minute of undivided attention? Of just saying, hey, you know what, Spirit? I love you. I want to spend some time with you. Can we do that? Because I feel like the Spirit wants to spend some quality time right now with us. You, me, us. I just feel it. I don't know about you, but my week has been a little crazy this week. Some of it, Michael created. Some of it, you know, Michael just has to deal with. But you know, this morning when I was mowing the yard, you know, I began to pray, and I told Spirit, I said, Spirit, I'm really sorry that, you know, I let the world get to me, and you know, I'm going to try to do better. Do you know that I heard a little whisper that said, hey, it's okay, man? I know. I heard a little whisper that says, hey, it's okay, man. So if you're having a rough week, if you're having a rough start right now, it's okay, man. I want all of us to close our eyes. And I just want us to be quiet for a minute. Just be quiet. Let's just bask in the love of Spirit right now. Let's just, you know, lay back and just enjoy whatever Spirit wants to do right now with you, with me. If you feel like crying, don't stop the tears. Let them flow. Because that's love. That's love pouring out of you right now. Just let Spirit love on us a little bit. Because Spirit knows that we hurt. Do you know that there's not a thing about you or me that Spirit's not aware of? Spirit's aware of the bills sitting on your table that you don't know where the money's going to come from. Spirit knows that you got a report that your mom or your dad or a friend of yours has cancer. Spirit knows that maybe you just lost a loved one a couple months ago and you're really missing them. Spirit knows that you're physically hurting right now. Spirit knows right where you are. Right now. This now moment, Spirit knows. Do you know that your spirit guides, they want to help? They really do. They're just waiting to help you. But we got to know how to work with them. We got to know how to greet them. We got to know how to let them help. I'm not in a hurry today. I got plenty of time. I'm not in a hurry. Because we need to slow down. Do you know that we live in what I call zip-zip society? It's zip here, zip there, zip there, zip here, zip everywhere. We're zipping, and we need to slow down. We rush through everything. if you ever get the pleasure of eating lunch with me, which I hope you do someday, because I would love to do that with you, you're going to see I'm working on it. Maybe by that time I'll have it worked out. But I worked at a job for years where I had to rush through lunch, and so I still do that. I still eat very fast. I eat so fast that sometimes I can't even taste the food. Are you listening to what Spirit's saying? And I think that's how we are with life sometimes. We're rushing through. And are we really, truly living? Are we truly, really experiencing all that Spirit has for us? Or are we just rushing? It's a good question. Only you can answer that. I can't answer it for you. Do you know that sometimes Spirit talks to me as Spirit's talking to you a lot of times on this program? Because I don't have any notes in front of me. I don't have a laid out plan for this program. I just come here, put my headset on, open my mouth, and talk. Most of this program is channeled. Most of it I don't remember. I have to listen to it. But I'm not rushing today. I'm looking out my window and I'm looking at this tree in front of me and I'm watching the wind blow the leaves around, and I can just feel Spirit in the wind. And do you know that Spirit's in everything? There's not anything that Spirit's not in. Do you know that? There is nothing that doesn't have Spirit within it. We're all energy. We all have life in us. Soaring through us. Right now, in this now moment. Can you feel it? Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to, looks like my last call of the show so far. 520, I appreciate your patience. You've been waiting for a while. Hi.
Oh, Michael, thank you. And you know what? I needed to hear these words.
I think we all do. I think we all do. So how can I help?
My son, CMJ is his initials. And
okay.
He's had some reduction, severe reduction in job hours, and his whole life is about job, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Do you see him okay?
Okay.
Emotionally.
What was his initials again, please?
CMJ. His middle name is, Michael. Yeah, Michael.
Okay. All right.
CMJ.
CMJ. All right. I'm gonna use his middle name to really tap into his energy. So I'm gonna use Michael to tap into him.
Okay.
All right, let's go ahead and tap into him. Movie clap for just a second. I'm gonna double check this. Hold on. That's twice. One more time. Check this one more time. Okay, that's three times. I'm a little concerned about him. I'm not crazy worried about him, but I am concerned about him. A lot of times when we pour our lives into work, we do so because we're avoiding other things. I feel like that your son loves to avoid stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't. You know, he's an awesome person. You know, he's a great person, but unfortunately, we all have these tools that we use to avoid things. I have them. You know, we all have them. He definitely has poured his whole life into this job and to avoid emotional issues. Okay. Now, because of these cutbacks that he's going through right now, he's having to face a whole bunch of stuff that he's been shoving into him since he's about eight or 7 years old. A lot of emotional stuff. And so he just keeps shoving it. Well, sooner or later, there's no more room. Okay? So some of it has to come out. And I definitely feel like with him, I feel like some of it's coming out. I would definitely keep an eye on him. I do feel a lot of depression around him. I will tell you that. I am a little concerned about him. I'm not crazy worried. I don't try to worry. But the one thing I would tell you is I am concerned about him at the moment. I do feel like that's the one really good thing that I want to tell you, and the really good thing that you need to pass on to him, is I do feel like that he does need to put some applications out there. I do feel like that it's time for him to move on to something else where he would be more secure. He does have to look at not being a workaholic, pouring his whole life into his job. But I do see something where that would help him financially popping into play here, it looks like to me. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like until late July or early August. Hopefully that helps. But, you know, we can run and run and run, but sooner or later, Spirit puts us in a place where we have to look at ourselves. And that's just where he is right now.
He lives like five and a half hours away from me. And he has mentioned that, you know, I've suggested that he talk to a counselor, and he says he has someone. I'll give you the person's name. It's Damien. Do you see him talking? You know, he has a lot of people in the area that like him a lot.
Oh, yeah, he's a really likable person. Yeah, he had the one thing I like about him, the one thing that helped me not worry about him so much was that he has an awesome, and I will tell you this so you won't worry about him so much, he has an awesome support system around him.
That's what I was worried about.
He has some really good friends around him that would kick his butt if they have to kick his butt. Okay?
Oh, thank God. That's all I need to know. Sometimes he just is terrible at asking for help. And if you see that, then I'm good.
If they're seeing some problems, they're the kind of people that are not going to wait for him to ask. They would actually intervene. So he has, and I think we all need those kicker-in-the-butt friends.
Indeed.
Yeah,
you know, so, do you see him going to school? I would see that for
the fall. I see him in school in the fall.
Oh, thank God. Okay, so I'll keep. Michael, what's the best? I'm not trying to worry because I don't want to send the worry energy. How do you advise me where I can send him the best of God, the connection of God?
Just ask your angels to help him. Ask his angels to help him. And if you would like to set up a reading with me, I think I have a little more information that could help you. But I would definitely ask his angels to help him. Okay?
Thank you, Michael.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay. Yeah, if you would like, anybody you'd like to set up a reading with me, because a lot of times I have a lot more information, and a lot more information comes forward in a full reading with me. I really feel like that there's some other stuff with this that I would see if there was some more time here, where I don't feel so rushed. If you would like to set up a reading with me, even if I read for you today on air, I'm going to tell you, a lot of times I will tell you a lot more information comes out in a reading because I have a lot more time and I'm not thinking about the next caller. I'm thinking only about you. And that's good, thinking about only you, isn't it? Yeah, I think so. www.insightswithmichael.com. All right, insightswithmichael.com. I do have time to do readings today. If you would like to set those up, my prices are reasonable, and I am running a special, which will end today. So 20 minutes, $20, you can't beat that, I don't think. 20 minutes, $20. Figure it out. InsightsOfMichael.com, www.insightsofmichael.com. All right, let's talk to Mary. Mary, man, you're calling me from a long ways away, all the way from Ireland. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I am good. I it's a pleasure talking to you. I think you're my first call from Ireland.
There you are. Well, I actually just came across your show there a few minutes ago, so like it's like faith that I just called in then and got through, so it's a real treat. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
Well, I'm actually going through a really, really rough time. I'm being evicted out of my home by my mother.
Oh, man.
And it's just been horrendous. We were in court last week, and she's been so horrible and so unfair to me. And this is the final blow now. You know, I'm devastated, heartbroken at the thought of leaving here.
Yeah.
So I suppose I need a bit of insight, really, on how to cope.
Okay. All right. Well, man, first of all, Mary, I want to say I'm sorry, okay, that you're going through this. That's just awful. I mean, there's no other word I got. Well, I got a whole bunch of other words, but I won't say them on air. That is awful. That, you know, that there are people like that would treat you like that, and especially your own mom. I just don't get it. You know, the one thing I will tell you, I do see some good things. I do feel like that you will find a place to live, and you know, you're gonna look back at this time and see Spirit working here. And I know it's scary right now, and I know that your heart is hurting, and I know that you know. You're going to take some time to heal here, especially because it's family. I mean, this is your mom. And so,
exactly, yeah.
And so this is going to take, you know, we don't understand. Unfortunately, I don't understand this kind of stuff. But I will tell you that I do know that Spirit within you is going to help in this. Help you find a good place to live. Help you, you know, have the finances to have your own life away from this. And because you need to get out of that situation. So, you know, this is, you know, instead of looking at it as a bad thing, let's look at it as, okay, this is Spirit closing one door. And then when Spirit closes one door, Spirit always opens another. And you got a bright future ahead of you, okay? I know it's scary right now. I would not know how to react to this. Let's say if my mom came right now and said, hey, get out. You know, I'd be like, what? So I understand.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not making light of the situation, but I will also tell you that Spirit's about to open an amazing life ahead for you. Okay, I know right now it looks really dark, but it's going to get a lot better. Okay?
Go ahead. You know, my heart is so broken at leaving here. It's just hurts so much. Do you think I definitely have to move out? Yeah.
I definitely feel like that you will move from there. Because I feel like that Spirit has something a lot better for you. I do feel like that you will be in the same area, but I feel like that you will be moving out of that situation, yes. Because you got to get out of there.
Okay.
It's just not good for you. It's just not healthy, emotionally, physically, all the way around. This is just not good. And so, but I definitely feel you're in the same area. But, you know, the one thing I would tell you, is don't let anger grow in your heart towards your mom right now, but because Spirit doesn't want you to go to that place. But also look at it as Spirit saying, hey, you know what, it's time to get away from this. You deserve better. You deserve people to treat you better than this, okay? Nobody deserves
And
better.
You know, Michael, just I don't want to be keeping you too long now, but I'm a very prayerful person, and I've lost my faith as a result of this judgment now. I've lost my faith completely.
Yeah. Trust me. There was a time in my life. I won't go into details on there. But there was a time in my life that, you know, the people that I thought really loved me and cared about me and weren't there when I needed them. And so I just said, hey, you know what? Go, yeah. You know, something.
Yeah. I know.
And so I was just, and so I understand. But the one thing that Spirit wants you to know today, especially today,
okay,
please listen to what Spirit wants to say to you, okay? They understand that you're sort of questioning them right now. They understand, okay? They're not mad at you. Spirit doesn't get mad, okay?
Okay.
And so the one thing that they want you to know today in this now moment is that your love, no matter if you're having a hard time with them right now, they still love you. The one thing about Spirit, they love us unconditionally. They don't judge us. That's one thing I love about Spirit.
Okay.
Okay, so even if we're mad at them, they don't get mad at us. Okay, so they're still working for you. So, Mary, hang in there, okay? If you need anything, just holler.
I may call you later, Michael, if that's okay, for a private reading.
Okay, no problem. I would love to do that with you. All right, thank you, Mary.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Yeah, I would love to do that for you. Actually, I think you need it if you can afford it. So, that's totally up to you. But, man, let's pray. It's the only thing I know to do in these kind of situations. And, man, an empath. That's who I am. Man, I wouldn't change it, but man, wow. Hold on for just a second. I got to take a second. Hold on. Oh. Father, Mother, God. I don't get this. I don't get it. I don't understand how a mom could treat somebody like her daughter like this. I don't get it. I don't understand this kind of stuff. But I understand you. And I understand that no matter if we get upset with you in situations like this, you don't get mad at us. You love us no matter what. I wish people could do that. Wish people could do that. I don't understand parents that treat their children like crap. I don't get them. Father, Mother, God, Mary's heart breaking today. She doesn't know what to do. And I pray right now that you would give her wisdom and guidance beyond anything that she's ever had. She's losing her way a little bit in this situation. Don't let her get lost. It's okay to lose our way a little bit, but don't let us get lost. Don't let Mary get lost. I say namaste. I say amen. We will be taking a short break. I need one. And we'll be right back. Just don't get this stuff. Good.
protect us with your love. Guru Ramana. Give us your sweet peace. Guru Ramana. I give my life to you.
Back. Let's go ahead and take 240. You're on there with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I would like to connect with my spirit guides and just find out a little bit more about them. If possible,
okay.
Maybe right. A name and kind of where they think I should be focusing my attention right now.
Okay. All right. I'm picking up a name, Danelle. So I'm going to say female here with the name Danelle.
Okay.
And so you might try to use that name. Well, now I'll tell you about spirit guides. Spirit guides don't get hung up on names like we get hung up on names, you know, and so they don't get hung up on names. So if that name doesn't resonate with you or doesn't feel right to you, then I would try something else. But I would try that first because that's what I picked up immediately. And so
okay.
I would try that. If that doesn't work with them, they will tell you what their name is, okay? Or what they want to be known by. Okay, a lot of times they don't even like to use names. I know some spirit guides that have numbers, and so they don't get hung up on that stuff. The one that I will tell you, and with working with your spirit guide, and we're going to be talking about this here in a little bit. With spirit guides, if they don't feel right to you, then I would be a little leery about talking to it. It's like. If you met somebody on the street and you started talking to that person on the street and you got an uneasy feeling, you wouldn't talk to that person, would you? No. And so if all of a sudden you're feeling something around you, it's making you uncomfortable, that is probably not your spirit guide. Your spirit guide is not going to make you uncomfortable. And so because they're of light, and we're going to be talking about how to work with them here in a minute. But definitely you got a really strong spirit guide. Really definitely she works a lot with you on unconditional love. She's opening you up to that, you know. And so does that make sense that she would be working in that area? Yeah. Because she's telling me that you're closed off. Your heart's a little closed off. So she's opening you up to the possibility of you loving you. And then you being able to love others. Does that make sense? That's what she's telling me.
Yeah, and I've actually, in the past week, even had a little bit of a breakthrough, but I know I'm not completely there yet, but definitely I've been exploring a lot more things than I had before and working on forgiving myself for some things, too. So.
Yeah, well, and you know, let's talk about that for a minute, because I can relate. Do you know that that's the hardest thing that we have to do as humans is to forgive ourselves. That's the hardest thing that we face. And so congratulations, you're working on it, you know, so, so that's a good place to start, you know, saying, hey, you know, and the one that I will tell you is let's leave the past in the past. We've all screwed up here and there. I mean, seriously, you know, we're human. As long as we're in human forms, we're going to screw up. Okay, and so we got to lighten up on ourselves a little bit. I think we're just too hard on ourselves for one thing, and so we need to lighten up a little bit. And so, but you know, forgive yourself and move past that. You know, and so and you can. You're going to do a really good job of doing that. She's going to help. So continue working with her. Continue mm-hmm. to let her heal your heart, okay?
Okay.
Because that's her job, and so let her do that, all right? And I appreciate you calling in today.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye. All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Jesse or Rose, whoever's on the other end of me screen, getting call screen today, is 240 just listening, or do they want to talk to me? Because the question mark's up. And so I'm not sure. So could you check that call for me, 240, and see if they're just listening? Because, yeah, thank you. All right. But, you know, hey, you know, I could... You know, I love Jesse and Rose. Let's talk about them while they're busy screening calls here. They can't hear me while they're doing this. You know, I really appreciate them. They're awesome people. And I don't know what I would do without either one of them. Yeah, they're listening now, so I got to talking riddles here. But, I really love Rose and Jesse, and I appreciate their help. All right. Okay, let's talk to Rose or Jesse, whoever's on the other end of there. I'm not taking any more calls after Connie. Our phone lines are closed. Okay? All right. Nods to everybody. Phone lines are closed for the rest of the day, as far as I know. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Connie. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Okay, I've been told... by several other psychics, that I have a message from my spirit guides. However, during meditation, I can't seem to make the connection with them, so I don't know if I'm just not raising my vibration enough to hear messages from them. And I wanted to know how can I do that, and if you can relay any messages from my spirit guides to me.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here, okay?
Okay.
Let's start with number one. Do you feel like you're fear based? Are you afraid a little bit?
I just recently learned, like maybe in the past month or so, that I have several abilities. I wouldn't say afraid. Yeah, of the unknown,
okay.
I guess.
yeah. I would say yes. That's where we need to start, okay? Your spirit guide said she is scared half to death.
Oh, my gosh, really? Oh, no.
Yeah, so that's okay.
Oh,
that's
no.
Okay. Hey, that's okay. That's not a bad thing. It's an okay thing right now. Okay, that's
okay.
Just where you are right now. That's a now moment, okay? You know, it's not where we're going to stay. So,
right.
You know, when I first started working with this stuff, I didn't know what I know now, and I was like, whoa, I'm a little scared of this. And so I wouldn't use the word scared, just unsure. You know, I don't like the word scared. Let's use the word unsure, okay? And I like that word a little better here. And so I don't like the word fear and any of those words. So right now you're just a little unsure, and that's okay, and that's just where you are. Your spirit guides are going to help you with this. That's why they are in your life, to help you with this unsure feeling about the spirit world. They are going to help you get past these belief systems. There are some belief systems that have been put into you that sort of have caused this. Does that make sense to you? Just some things that people have said about you, about the spirit world. You know, the one thing, we are always afraid of what we don't understand. You know, if we don't understand it, then immediately we go to the fear place. I don't know why we do that as humans, but that's just how we work. And so at the moment, luckily we're not always going to be there. Okay, we're not always going to be in that place. And so, but the one thing with you, your spirit guides are definitely helping you with that. The main thing stopping you from actually getting this message from them is trust. You got some trust issues. These are human things, okay? And so if you have trust issues with humans and with yourself, then you're going to have a hard time trusting something you can't really see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
there's no you know, there's no reason to be hard on yourself. These are just things that are just going to be there. If we have trust issues as humans with other humans that we can see, then yeah, we're definitely going to have problems with stuff that we can't see. So
right.
So these are the things that you need to work on: trust, a little bit of fear here, and you will. You get past this. What I would do is just explain, you know, to your spirit guides. Just have a sit down conversation with them. You know, grab you some tea and say, hey, let's sit down and talk, and then tell them, hey, you know, I got some trust issues with you guys, and can you help me work through this? Because they will. That's what we got to do. We got to be honest with our spirit guides. We got to say, hey, you know, I got some problems with you. I don't want to have this problem with you, but this is just human stuff. They understand human stuff because most spirit guides have been human.
Mm-hmm.
And so they understand human stuff. And so just talk to them and help, and they will get you this message, okay? I feel like that you'll have a breakthrough here with this message thing. Here by the end of the month, actually. But, you know, today, you know, after this program, you know, I would just sit down with your spirit guide and just say, hey, you know, I want to talk to you for a minute. I want to tell you how I'm feeling. And, yeah, you know, I might be a little scared. And just talk to them like you're talking to me. They love that kind of stuff. And so just talk to them, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Hopefully that helps.
Now,
go ahead.
Is there a message from them, or just the fear thing and the trust?
The one thing is just trust. Is their biggest message right now to you would be just to trust your own intuition, trust that feeling that's inside of you. The one thing I would tell you, Connie, if it feels right to you, then it's right. If it feels wrong to you, then it's wrong. Trust that intuition that's built inside of you, okay? That's the only thing I got to tell you, is just trust, all right?
Okay.
It's hard sometimes, I know, but hopefully it helps, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Yeah, stay tuned. I'm going to talk about things here. I got about 35 minutes to really hit a subject that I wish I had a lot more time with. So spirit guides work with us or in our lives, been assigned to us at the very moment of our lives. I don't know what I would do without mine. Honestly, and I'll tell you, there's about a channeled message that's about to come through here. But I don't know what I would do without Stephen, my spirit guide. Was I scared when I started opening up to this? Yeah, I didn't really understand a lot of it. There's still things that I don't get sometimes, but I trust. You know, it goes back to intuition. It goes back to how does it make me feel. So let's say all of a sudden you're feeling something around you. Let's say that you want to work with your spirit guide. I'm going to give you some tips really quick. Let's say you want to make contact with your spirit guide. Best way to do that is get into a place where you're not going to be disturbed. That, you know, shut off the ringer on your phone. Don't have your TV on. Alone time. You, spirit, okay? Then go into that place. It could be outside. I have a lot of contact with my spirit guide outside. They love outside. But it work in the house as well. Okay, but close your eyes. And then the one thing that I always do, always be protected when you're working with spirit. If you're messing around, or not messing around, but if you're working, let's use that word, because we don't want you messing around in the spirit world, because if you're messing around in the spirit world, then you're going to create a mess, and we don't want that. We got enough messes. So we don't want you messing around in the spirit world. We want you working with the spirit world. So there's a difference, and we'll get into that some other day. That's one of my soapbox moment days. But the working with spirit's different. So let's be sure that we protect ourselves. Why light yourself? Be sure that you got protection in place. That should be any time you're working with spirit. Okay, so let's check that. So you got that in place. That's good. Okay, then sit there. Don't try to think of anything. Just be. Do you know that we have a hard time just being? So just be. All right. So just be. Breathe in and breathe out and just be. All right. And then say something like, okay, I would love to spirit guide. Be sure that you say spirit guide. Okay. So not just talk to anybody out there. Let's say, you know, spirit guide, I really would like to get to know you a little better. And so can you come to me? Now, don't ask that if you don't want that to happen. Okay? Because I will tell you that if you ask for your spirit guide to come to you, your spirit guide is going to be there. Okay, now, let's say you're sitting on the couch. Okay, I'm sitting on the sofa. I've asked to meet my spirit guide. Then all of a sudden, I'm feeling an energy. I'm feeling something happening around me. It's like, whoa, what is this? And so I'm like, man, okay, this feels good. Feels okay. You know, that's what you got to do. Okay, so does the energy feel okay? Or does it feel, ugh, I don't want that around me? Okay, if you get that, ugh, I don't want that around me, then you better tell that to get away from you. Your spirit guide isn't going to make you feel, ugh. It's going to make you feel good. Your spirit guide only has your higher good in mind. That's their mission, to help you reach your goals, to get you to the place of spirit. So if you're feeling something around you and it feels yucky or ucky or whatever, kick the thing to the curb. Because that ain't your spirit guide. Uh-oh, I'm standing up. All right. So we got to be careful, man. Got to be careful. And so, okay. So I feel good with my spirit guide. You know, feeling all right, chilling, getting to know them. So talk to them. Say, hey, hi. My name's Mike. What's your name? If you ask your spirit guide their name, most likely you're going to hear their name. Okay, they're not rude. All right? If you say, hey, what's your name? They're going to say, hey, my name's this. Okay? Also, I want to tell you something really quick about spirit guides. Spirit guides, you got to watch them sometimes. Okay, be careful here. Because sometimes spirit guides, they have been human. Sometimes they have their own little agendas. So you got to be careful. Okay? So check them out. You know, if it doesn't feel right, don't do it. That's what I tell you in the spirit world. It don't feel right, don't do it. Do you know that we're just doing stuff because we think, oh, that's my spirit guide. It said for me to do this. Oh, well, you know what? That might not have been your spirit guide. You got to stop listening to every little voice that whispers in our ears. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, check the spirits. It don't say listen to every little thing that talks to us. Okay. That was free. That didn't cost you anything. All right. So, back to spirit guides before I get off on something else. Okay. So, I'm talking to my spirit guide and getting to know them, hanging out with them. Do you know that spirit guides love hanging out with us? Just love hanging with us? I know. I'm using hanging. Yeah. So, that's all right. Do you know that? They just love being with us. The question is, do we love being with them? That is free. It didn't cost you anything either. Something for you to think about. Do you know that I go nowhere without my spirit guide? We hang out at the movies. We go eat out. There's not a place that Stephen is not with me. Get to know him. Do you know that Stephen, if you've listened to the show any length of time, you're going to know that Stephen is funny. He's hilarious at times. He has a really weird sense of humor, but it sort of matches mine. Do you know that our spirit guides are matches usually for us? And they have a job. They have things that they work on in our lives. Stephen, bless his little heart, he is trying his very best to get me out of anger and out of frustration and you know, patience. And man, I could go on and on. And sometimes, yeah, he just shakes his head, but he loves me. And, you know, he just is there to help me, you know. Do you know that the Our Spirit Guides are our biggest fans? Have you ever just had somebody that you wanted in your life that just said, hey, you know what, you can do that. You can accomplish that. If you ever wanted that person in your life, that's your spirit guide. Stephen is my biggest fan. He's my biggest believer in me. He says, hey, you can do it. I know you can do it. You got to get past your human stuff. And need some help doing that, I'm here. That's what they do. Stephen is my best friend. Best friend. Because he loves me no matter what. And he's about to speak here in just a few seconds. Because he's poking and he's saying, can I talk? The next voice you're going to hear will be Stephen. He has a channel message. He would like to talk to you. So Stephen is about to talk to you. And I have a full body channel for him. And he's, yeah. Okay, next voice you're going to hear will be Stephen. I'll be quiet. Greetings, my friends. I am so excited about you. I'm so excited about talking to you today. I am a spirit guide. And I am Michael's spirit guide. And I am here to help him to be all that he can be. That is what a spirit guide does. A spirit guide is to help you. That is all we do. We want to push you forward. We want to see you succeed. And the one thing that I would tell you is that you got to learn to get past your human stuff, your human fears, your human emotions, and go into the place of spirit within you. And as you work from the place with spirit within you, then you will make contact with your spirit guide. Your spirit guides are awesome, and they want to work with you. Do not be afraid to work with them. Again, I will tell you what Michael said to you. I will tell you to, if it feels right, then do it. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. It is as simple as that in life. We make things too complicated. Humans make things too complicated. They make the world too complicated. The world is not that complicated. It is, if it feels okay, then do it. If it don't feel okay, don't do it. It's not that complicated. But our minds complicate things. Our minds want us to think that it's complicated, want to make you think that it is harder than it really is, because your mind wants to keep in control. And as long as your mind can tell you that you can't accomplish that, you can't do that, then it is going to be in control. But once you get past your mind, once you say you've been in charge too long now and take back your power and go into the spirit within you, then you are going to move forward. And only then are you going to move forward. If it resonates with you, grab it. Hold on to it. If it don't resonate with you, kick it away. Don't buy it. Do you know that as humans, a lot of times we are buying stuff that we don't need? It don't fit, don't wear it. That is as simple. That is not complicated. Don't fit, don't wear it. Don't try to fit yourself in to somebody else's pattern for your life. Because if it don't fit, don't wear it. It is simple. We make things too complicated. We make things too hard. Just be. Do you know that it is a whole lot easier to be than to not to be? Just be. And then life will get a lot easier for you. But a lot of you have stuff coming up inside of you right now. A lot of you are feeling things right now. You got to release this, my friends, because it is holding you back. You got to make room. It is like if you eat food, you got to let that food work through your system to make room for more food. And that is how you are with emotions. You got to let go of emotions to let spirit come in and to bring good things into your life, wonderful things into your life, things that will benefit you. But if you hold on to junk, then you have no room. It is simple. It's not complicated at all. I love you. Your spirit guide loves you. Your spirit guide wants to work with you. Do not be afraid of your spirit guide. And if you are afraid, don't worry. They are not mad at you. Spirit guides do not have feelings. They do not have anger. They do not have those things. So I leave you at the moment and let Michael come back. But I leave you with this. Just be. It is simple. It is not complicated. Namaste, my friends. Okay. So the one thing that I want to tell you is sort of something that Stephen just mentioned to you as well. Let's say that you got somebody around you. Okay, let's say that you're feeling that they're sort of ticked off. Okay, that's not a spirit guide. That's probably an earthbound spirit that you don't want to mess around with. Kick it to the curb. Tell it to go away. Do you know that you got more power than you realize? You're not using it. First of all, you don't know how to use it, probably. But I'm teaching you how to do that. You just say, go away. Do you know that a lot of times I have spirits come to me continually? I'm a psychic medium. I'm going to have spirits around me. Do you know that if I have a spirit around me that I can feel like, okay, he or she is making me feel yucky or mad or whatever, I kick that thing to the curb. I say, I don't want to talk to you. Get away from me. If it don't feel right, I'm not going to talk to it. I mean, it's not complicated. The spirit world is not complicated. It's like, let's look at it this way. I go to Walmart. Okay, there's just somebody, for whatever reason, just rubs me wrong. I just don't want to even be around that person. I don't want to be in the same aisle as that person. For whatever reason, could be a past life thing, I don't know. But that person is just rubbing me wrong. You know, I'm not even wanting to look at them. I'm not wanting to be even in the same store with them. They're just rubbing me wrong. Do you think I'm going to go up to them and say hi? No. I'm going to probably leave. I'm not going to talk to them because it don't fit. It don't feel right at the moment. There's probably nothing wrong, but it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't fit. Do you know that we're putting ourselves in situations that just don't fit for us? Please listen. I got 18 minutes. Please listen. We're putting ourselves in situations that just don't fit, guys. For whatever reason, do you know that we're advancing, you and I, at a high speed, more so now than ever in our life, in our spiritual evolution? We are on warp speed. Nothing wrong with warp speed. Nothing wrong with it. But we might be around people that are not moving at the same speed, and that's okay. That's just where they are. And there might be times in our lives that Spirit has us moving on. Is Spirit talking to you today, and you're, you know, and I'm saying, okay, you're in the wrong neighborhood. You might want to, you know, not spend so much time with that person. There's probably a reason for it. It's not being mean, guys. It's just that we are moving on. I don't know about you, but I want to be in the perfect place that Spirit wants me. I don't want to be trying to put my 10.5 foot in a 6.5 shoe. It's not going to fit anymore. Maybe at a time in my life it fit. Maybe my foot fit in there. When I was little, it don't fit there anymore. I've grown. Are you listening? I might at a time in my life wore, you know, smaller jeans. They just don't fit anymore. We're trying to put ourselves in situations and in places that just don't fit for us anymore. But I don't know about you, but I'm ready to evolve. I'm ready to move forward. I'm ready to grow. And if that means that sometimes I'm not going to fit in my past, then that's okay, because I don't want to be in my past. Please listen, because I just got this from Stephen. Do you know that we're trying to fit into our past? We're trying our best to fit in our past, and we've grown past it. We don't fit there anymore. Questions I want to ask you today is, why are you trying to use a shoehorn and making yourself fit into a past that you've grown past? Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio today. Hopefully you got something out of the show. If you would like to get hold of me, my email address is insightswithmichael@ymail.com. youareawakening@gmail.com. My website address for the business and to set up full readings with me is www.insightswithmichael, insightswithmichael.com, www.insightswithmichael.com. The official website for Spiritual Talk Radio is www.spiritualtalkradio.net, www.spiritualtalkradio.net. All right. So I appreciate you listening today. I appreciate all the callers today, and I'm going to sit back down. I just want to say, you know, if you want to meet your spirit guide, set up an appointment, set up a time. You know, say, hey, you know, I want to meet my spirit guide today. What time is it? It is 12:46 here where I'm at. And so let's say, you know, set up an appointment. Say, you know, I want to meet my spirit guide at 3 o'clock. Set up a time. Now, if you don't feel comfortable doing that, I would tell you another good place to meet your spirit guides, and a lot of spirit guides will work here, Dream World, you know, sleep time. They love working in your dreams. Actually, they communicate in your dreams all the time. Do you know that we're not paying attention to our dreams? And you're going, well, Michael, I just can't remember my dreams. I just can't remember them. I try and I just can't. Well, you can't if you keep saying that. If you keep saying you can't, then you won't. Let's stop saying we can't, and let's say we can. Do you know that we use the word, as humans, do you know that we use the word can't way too much? I can't deal with my emotions. I can't face that. I can't. And on and on and on and on and on. Well, if we keep saying that to ourselves and manifesting that we can't, then guess what? We can't. But we can. Remember our dreams. We can get to know our spirit guides. We can work with our spirit guides. We can work with the spirit world. And we can. Do you know that we got all kinds of resources in the spirit world that we're not even tapping into? Come on, seriously. We got, okay, look at this. We got a whole bunch of buddies that want to work with us. Okay, let's just look at them really quick. We got ancestors. You know, our ancestors are on the other side. They're in the spirit world. They got our backs. They want to work with us. We got our loved ones. They want to work with us. We got angels. They want to work with us. We got spirit guides. They want to work with us. We got a whole team wanting to work with us. Okay, how would it be if fall's about to come and football season's about to start? Okay, let's say that the quarterback is the only player that goes out on the field. There's nobody on the bench. Okay, what do you think's going to happen? Probably not much. Okay, he's probably going to have a bad day because he don't got a team around him. Don't be a quarterback out on the field by yourself. You're going to get polarized. Use your team. Spirit put them there for a reason. Quarterback has defense. They have people with them. A team. You're part of an amazing team. You're a spiritual being having a human experience at the moment. And I know it gets rough, guys. I know it does. But we just got to hold on a little longer. A better world is coming. Okay? The old one has to pass away, and it's going out kicking and screaming. But a new one's coming. The quicker we work with our team, the quicker we release stuff, the quicker we'll feel better, guys. Stop fighting. Stop fighting what Spirit's doing in our lives. Stop fighting it. Because the quicker we get rid of the junk and all the stuff that is in there that no longer benefits us, the quicker we can move into a higher vibration. And I don't know about you, but I would rather vibrate higher than work in a low vibration. It's just me. All right, we're done. Let's see. Are we on tomorrow? What is tomorrow? Tomorrow, Friday already? Man, okay. We're on tomorrow. Let's see. Time-wise, tomorrow. We will be on air tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central, tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central, okay, tomorrow, all right. Saturday, we'll probably be on at 11 a.m. Saturday, I would think, at this moment in time. Pay attention to the show page. Follow me on Twitter if you want, okay. That wasn't an order. That was just, you know, if you want. I post some really cool things over there. Maybe sometimes some little weird things, but that's okay. Hey, you know, I am who I am, and so you got to love me. Not, I guess. It's up to you. I hope you love me, but, you know, I love me. The spirit loves me, so that's cool. You know, just be you. I'll be me. Oh, works out a whole lot better that way, actually. I just don't fit in your shoes, and you probably don't fit in mine, and so we got to try to keep our feet out of other people's shoes. I want to say that again. Let's not try to fit somewhere where we don't fit. Let's keep our feet in our shoes and let the other person keep their feet in their shoes. That was free. I didn't cost you anything. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you Friday at 6 p.m. All right, let's find a song and close out. Now, how about this one? Everybody's Got a Smile? Go share one. All right, bye. If you want a full reading, www.insightswithmichael.com. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Rose. Love you guys. A big hug to everybody. Have a great, great Thursday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Let it shine brightly.